communicating is an art, and it often makes us feel uncomfortable, sometimes even almost seasick. You see, we turn questions around and around in our heads, and we interpret and engage in conversations that make us lean dangerously to one side or the other, as if we were hanging from the top of the mast of a sailing boat. We risk capsizing. What if we went back down onto the deck? Let's join Paul and Pablo as they discover our emotional center of gravity, the place from which we can send messages without the risk of capsizing. It's Sunday afternoon, and it's been raining continuously all day. Pablo watches the rain fall as he sits on the floor in front of the French windows. "The sky is crying," he says, and as soon as the words pop out of his mouth, he's really surprised to hear them, almost as if somebody else had whispered them to him. Paul, who's reading, lying on the sofa, looks over at Pablo with a smile and comments, "That's a metaphor you just made." Pablo is quiet for a moment, pondering. "What is a metaphor, Dad? I know we've done it at school, I know we have, but I can't quite remember." "Well," says Paul, "it's the language of the heart," with an air of mystery in his eyes and voice. "I didn't know that the heart had a language," says a very surprised Pablo. Paul explains. "When I say it's raining, what are you hearing?" he asks Pablo. "Well, I understand that it's raining. What else could I understand?" exclaims Pablo in surprise. "I guess what I'm really asking you, Pablo, is what part of you understands?" "Well, my head. Yes, definitely my head. My head is always working when it comes to understanding," replies Pablo, looking at his dad a little bit concerned about him. "You're right. My head does work a lot. We're used to talking head to head. We pass on information, and if I tell you it's raining, you don't know any more than the fact that it is raining. But," he says with a twinkle in his eye, "if I tell you the sky is crying, what do you understand then?" Pablo takes a few moments to chew this over and then says, "Well, Dad, this time I feel like my head isn't even invited into the conversation. It feels like rain is making you sad. And I also feel a bit sad too, kind of as if I was like a tissue. And the water you're talking about is making me all soggy. It's more of a feeling this time than a fact." "Exactly, Pablo. This time it's a heart-to-heart conversation. It's not just about passing on information, but it's more about sharing an experience. And the crazy thing is that we often think it's better to just pass on information and communicate clearly from head to head to avoid any misunderstanding." Pablo begins to think out loud. "It sounds like it's a bit like my colouring book. The information is the outline. It seems clear and precise, but my book is only complete when it's coloured in. So if I only give the information, the uncoloured book, I give the other person much more room to transform my message than if I gave him the book where it was already coloured in my colours. Dad, talking from heart to heart is not only cooler, but maybe it's also clearer and more effective. Hey, Dad, I think it helps to avoid misunderstanding. So why don't we speak more often in semaphores?" concludes Pablo with a question. "The word is metaphor. Metaphor, not semaphore," Paul corrects with a laugh. "But Pablo, I guess it's like everything else. It all begins with a simple misunderstanding and then the resulting conditioning. But habits are acquired, lost and changed. So what's stopping us from speaking more in metaphors?" he asks.
"The sky cries while the clouds play hide and seek with the sun," begins Pablo, and he continues, "It's really funny. When I said the sky is crying earlier, I was sad to be stuck at home. But when I'm saying the clouds are playing hide and seek with the sun, suddenly, Dad, I feel lively, like before playing hide and seek with my friends. I feel like a playful cloud now, or a very colourful drawing. Metaphors are great, Dad, and we can play with it all the time, can't we? Even when it's raining," concludes Pablo enthusiastically.
A cloud passes by,
completely eclipsing the sun and inviting Paul to turn on the ball lamp behind the sofa so that he can continue to read. Pablo continues poetically. No sooner has the sun disappeared than the moon makes its entrance. The reflection of the lights in the garden turns the wall into a starry sky. Wow, you're a real poet, Pablo. Perhaps a future Pablo Neruda. Goodness knows he loved metaphors too, and he even used them to flirt with girls, says Paul, winking at Pablo. Amazing! It's even more magical than I thought, laughs Pablo. I'll have to talk to Eric about this, because maybe it will help him. You know, he's still in love with Muriel, but she doesn't seem to be in love with him at all. Today, Paul and Pablo played with another way of communicating. A colourful language full of nuances, instead of the coded language we are so familiar with. And they discovered that when there is no longer a question of transmitting a coded message, but of sharing a colourful experience, the intention also changes. It's no longer so much a question of convincing the other person of something, but of co-creating, maybe even co-colouring what we're experiencing by listening to the other person deeply. Is there any better way to communicate? Perhaps you might like to consider having a go at the metaphor game. It can be really fun, and you can see all kinds of different ways that communication can be opened up, expanded out, and explored. And see you soon in another episode of the Chronicles of Paul and Pablo.